Tablet 31, Chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Revelation 20, verse 1. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 2. When the false desires, attachments, and greed have been destroyed by the truth which is revealed to the people, the dragon, or the attraction of Maya, cannot stay in this world any longer, because people will not be affected by his false temptations. They will know the reality and pursue the spiritual life. They will overcome Maya and the power of the tamaguna over their souls. That is why he will be cast into the bottomless pit, and the reality will be revealed, and it will stay with the people for a long time, 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Revelation 20, verse 3. After 1,000 years, again the people will lose the understanding of the reality of what has been revealed to them, and the serpent, or the attraction of Maya, will catch their eyes. They will lose their attraction to the great and the goal of the life, which is to become divine. They will pursue worldly things, as they are doing now, and they will be lost again, but it will be for a very short period of time. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. The kingdom of the earth will become the kingdom of God and Christ, and his saints will reign over the world. The Paravipras will gain leadership of humanity and guide them towards higher consciousness. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Revelation 20, verse 5. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 6. These first people will all reach pure consciousness, and will be with Christ. They will not die the second death, because they are in pure consciousness. This is the first resurrection. In this period of time, 1,000 years, those people who have overcome their lower natures will be reincarnated again and again. They will live and make the world prepared. They will bring peace and harmony to the universe and prepare the world for those who have been lost and are not going to be reincarnated for a long period of time, 1,000 years. The rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years. After this period, when they come back, everything will be prepared to help them progress as fast as possible to pure consciousness. This will be the second resurrection. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Revelation 20, verse 7. After 1,000 years, again the people will become lost, because those who do not reach pure consciousness the first time, first resurrection, will be incarnated again. These people are in their lower natures and will lose their way again, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Revelation 20, verse 8. Many of the unit consciousnesses who are in their lower natures will be incarnated or reincarnated at this time. Also, new unit consciousnesses might be awakened for the first time from the unaware part of the universe, because these people are in their lower natures, they will easily become lost. And they went up on the breath of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Revelation 20, verse 9. Again, they will be punished for their actions and purified by its fire.